Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn. This week, we feature a concert of works by Frédéric Chopin, put on by Context, using their 1826 Conrad Graf piano, which also featured in Context's first appearance on this program back in February. Chopin, as you may know, is among the most revered pianists of all time, and almost all of his compositional output is for the piano. And this concert, named Young Chopin, will feature all works from his early career, and will begin with a work from when he was only 14 years old. This is a polonaise, which is a dance style from Poland, and the name literally means Polish in French. Polonaise in G-sharp by Frédéric Chopin, with Brian Connolly at the piano. Part of a concert by Context in Rice University's Duncan Recital Hall just last month. Much like the Polonaise, another style of piece that is often associated with Chopin is the nocturne. As the name implies, this music is evocative of the night, and though there's not necessarily a specific scene or story associated with these kinds of pieces, they definitely aim to capture the mood that comes from the stillness of nighttime. Here again is Brian Connolly performing on a restored piano from the year 1826.
Thank you.
Chopin's Nocturne in B, performed by Brian Connolly as part of Context from their concert Young Chopin in September of this year. You're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn. After the Polonaise and the Nocturne, another familiar genre to Chopin was the ballade. He only wrote four of these, but they are very highly regarded, and he sort of handled them in his own unique way that makes them stand out in particular. This is the ballade number 1 in G minor, and is the latest piece of his on the program, finished in 1835, at which point it received great praise from fellow composer Robert Schumann.
Thank you.
the Ballade No. 1 in G minor by Chopin. Brian Connolly performed there in concert at Rice University for Context. As I mentioned at the beginning, Chopin's body of work almost entirely consists of pieces for piano. But naturally, there are some exceptions, although all of his works at least include the piano as an instrument. The next piece also includes the cello and is one of the first pieces he published, though it comes after the early Polonaise we heard earlier. This is also a Polonaise, with a slower, perhaps more stately introduction. This is the introduction and Polonaise brillante, with Michael Cannon on cello and Brian Connolly at the piano.
Thank you.
Frédéric Chopin's Introduction et Polonaise Brillante for cello and piano, with Michael Cannon and Brian Connolly in those roles, respectively. That was part of a performance for Context and their concert Young Chopin just this past September in Rice University's Duncan Recital Hall. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. The final piece on the program is a rare one for Chopin and includes both viola and cello with the piano. It's another work from a younger Chopin from when he was about 19 years old, and interestingly, he wrote it originally for violin, cello, and piano. But as I said, this concert will feature the viola instead of the violin, because the part sits somewhat unusually low for the violin, but it's in a perfect range for a violist. So here is Chopin's Trio in G Minor, with Joan Derhoff-Seepian on viola, Michael Cannon on cello, and Brian Connolly at the piano.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Trio in G Minor, a relatively early work by Frédéric Chopin. You heard Joan Derhoff-Sepien on viola, Michael Cannon on cello, and Brian Connolly at the piano, as part of Context, in concert at Rice University. Context's next concert is Beethoven's Ghost Trio, featuring that work, as well as Beethoven's Variations for Trio and the Seventh Violin Sonata. That concert will be Sunday, November 12th at 4 p.m. at Rice University. Go to musicincontext.org for more information. The recording engineer for this concert was Andy Bradley. Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show and is our production coordinator. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.